Well, good evening, guys, and I'm well on the way to my third Peroni. I may even set a record tonight. Now, here's a femme that says that she spent years perfecting her butt. Now, this femme is a 39-year-old influencer. Woo! And she's from Brazil. And to her, I guess that's a perfect butt. But to me, it's way oversized. You see, things on the body should be proportional. Is that a word? I think so. And her butt doesn't match her body. Now, as you see, I put a kind of a pink surround around the picture, trying to feminize it a bit, but it's not working. Oh, and here's a festive picture of her. She's got an Xmas hat on. Wah! It's Christmas. Oh, imagine that sitting in the sleigh with Santa. The sleigh would never get off the ground. And of course, this femme has an OnlyFans page. So she's one of them guys, if you know what I mean. She's doing exactly what femmes did hundreds and hundreds of years ago. You know, just once I'd like a femme to do something unique, something different. But they never do, do they? But she says that people pay her $9,000 to kiss her butt. Go on, guys, think about it. Say you got a bit of money. Would you pay $9,000 just to kiss that butt? Of course you wouldn't. It's a fabrication, isn't it? It's gobbledygook. It's bullshit. Where is this guy that paid $9,000 to kiss your ass? Let's see the proof. Oh, they can never do that. I don't know about the butt being very big, but her arms look quite big as well. And they got those really attractive tats. And here's one more picture of this big butt femon. At least I think it's a femon. You know, to me, that wave behind her appears a lot more attractive than she does. I mean, I could invite her around my house for a chat or something, but I'd have to buy all new seats. You know, big ones. I mean, she must make most toilets disappear. But even if you remove the big ass in that, there's something not right about this femme. She looks awful, butch. Of course, you hear about other OnlyFans saying that they paid her $1 million to have sex with her. Yeah, right. It's all gobbledygook. Lies and deceit. They're all professional scammers. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. I didn't read much of it, because I know it's all gobbledygook. Well, I don't know, I might pay a little bit of money to go there and just maybe slap her ass. See all the rippling going on. It's a bit, I must have had too much to drink. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Take it easy.